A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Dark Dynasties, the podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, you know, very dark.
We've been talking about the Murdaugh family.
And allegedly, I am Sid.
I am allegedly Olivia.
And welcome to Dark Dynasties.
If you're just joining us now and you don't remember exactly where we left off the last episode, in 2018, the Murdaughs' housekeeper of 20 years, Gloria Satterfield, died of a head injury after falling down stairs at the Murdaugh estate. At her funeral, Alec Murdaugh came up to her two sons, who she raised as a single mother, mm-hmm. and who considered him, you know, sort of a member of their family.
Yeah.
Came up to the sons and said, "This is all my bad. Mm-hmm. This is my fault. It's on me. I'll fix this because my dogs did this," which is interesting because there's no real proof of that.
Yeah, we have a recording of the 911 call when Gloria fell, and you don't hear any dogs.
There's no dogs. There's no mention of dogs. So he says to Gloria's sons, "I will help you. Why don't we team up to sue me?"
Yeah, he recommends that they sue him.
So that's interesting. Is that allowed?
No, it's not a thing that ever happens to my knowledge.
Gotcha.
And it's not a normal thing.
Right, okay.
So this is not just like a thing people do.
So this is, though, not out of his good heart. He's not going, "Oh, please sue me so I can give you all my money."
No.
Let's go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
Before we really dive into this.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2015.
Sure.
So in 2015, Alec Murdaugh, right, opened up a bank account with Bank of America for himself called Forge LLC.
Now, this is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Because there's a real legit firm mm-hmm. called Forge, headquartered in Atlanta,
yep.
that handles settlement payments.
Right.
So if you practice law in the South,
yeah.
you've definitely seen the word Forge.
Yeah, Forge is like a common company that everyone knows, like, oh, you pay to this company, the insurance can pay to this company, mm-hmm. and then the company will pay the people suing, you know. Who,
however, mm-hmm. Alec Murdaugh takes advantage of people knowing this name.
Yep.
And then opens his own account.
Just called
Forge LLC. So but it's not the legit settlement
fund. No, it's just a name for his bank account. But if people see it on a check, they would not think like, oh, this is going to Alec Murdaugh. They'd think this is going to the actual real company, Forge, which it is not.
Right.
So that's, first off, just crazy.
And here's another thing.
Yeah. This is interesting here.
If you're going to plagiarize an already existing company name to launder money and scam innocent civilians, maybe don't pick the name Forge.
Yeah, Forge sounds like you forged something. Like that's a—
It has a bad connotation.
It has a very obvious scam name.
Right.
He could have picked a different one, but he didn't.
Here is a segment called Other Company Names That Are Clearly Scams. Olivia and I have made a bunch of names of companies, so you don't have to.
Yeah, so if you are trying to trick a bunch of innocent civilians and launder money, don't name your company after any of these following names.
Okay, so first, very similar to Forge LLC, I've got Fraud LLC.
Right, we've got Hoax Incorporated.
Yeah, Blackmail Inc.
Counterfeit LLC.
Oh, how about the Extortion Emporium?
Oh, that's good. I like Emporium. Yeah, yeah. Phony Inc. I think all of these things are
other company names that are clearly scams. If you see any of those names come up on a caller ID, maybe don't answer that phone call.
So now that we know that Alec Murdaugh has a bank account called Forge, let's go back to 2018 and Gloria Satterfield's funeral. He tells Brian and Tony Satterfield, her sons, hey, I will help you. I will represent you. Mm-hmm. And we can sue my estate to get money from my insurance to pay you for a wrongful death lawsuit.
But Alec, of course, was like, let me bring on another lawyer to help me sue me.
As a co-counsel.
He brings on Corey Fleming, who's a friend of his. He also gets the boys a personal representative.
Right. Under the guise of, hey, there's some really complicated business stuff that you guys are not going to understand here in this lawsuit. So why don't we get you a representative to represent your mother's estate so you could just sign everything over to him because he'll represent you and then
He'll take care of
all the paperwork that you don't have to.
This guy's name is Chad Westendorf.
Yeah.
And this is like one of those scary nightmare stories that you hear about of why to read every contract and like make sure you read everything you sign.
Yeah. Chad Westendorf's like a vice president at Palmetto State Bank. He's like a big money guy, very well connected.
Mm-hmm.
And also a friend of
Alec
Murdaugh.
And he comes in to represent the two boys and he, you know, doesn't have to tell them anything.
By the time he comes in and signs on as their representative, legally, he doesn't need to tell them anything. He doesn't need to share anything with them because he's now their representative. So that's totally, totally fucked.
So here's the thing. There are two claims filed.
Like less than 24 hours after Chad takes over as Brian and Tony's quote-unquote representative, they immediately file a claim against Alec Murdaugh, right? Corey, the other lawyer, files a claim against Alec Murdaugh for over $500,000.
For Alec Murdaugh's insurance, right?
Yeah.
And then they file another claim for $3.8 million. The boys don't know about this.
No, they haven't been told about the $3.8 million. No one knows what that's for. That's a secret claim they file against themselves.
So in the end, Murdaugh's insurance companies pay out $4.3 million to Gloria's estate.
Yeah.
But the money just goes to Chad.
Chad is Gloria's estate now.
Because the estate was signed over to Chad. And Chad gives it to Corey, allegedly, who gives it to Alec, allegedly.
Who puts it in the Forge account. So it's like all of that money says it's going to Forge. Anyone who was looking at those documents would go like, oh, it's going to Forge, the real company, to pay out these brothers.
But Forge is just Alec.
So he literally got his own insurance to pay him $4.3
million
by suing himself for the death of his housekeeper that may or may not have been an accident.
This is so convoluted and so twisted. And the thought it takes to figure out all of these steps.
Oh, my God. It's like a mental gymnastics.
It's mental gymnastics.
Yeah. So luckily, they do find out about this.
But let's talk about how they find out.
Right.
Because of the Mallory Beach situation, because of the boating accident, reporters start poking around.
Right.
And one of them finds a court report of the $505,000 settlement.
They write about it in a newspaper.
They put it in a newspaper. It's in an article. It's just another detail of the story.
Uh-huh.
the Satterfield brothers see this article.
And they're like, what?
What? We're owed $505,000?
Because the whole time they've been calling Alec Murdaugh and Corey and saying, hey.
Where's the money?
And they're saying, oh, it's tied up in litigation right now. Just give us a second. It's tied up. It's legal. It's complicated. You're not going to understand it. Just wait and wait and wait. So they've been waiting.
They've been waiting, and finally they see this article and they lawyer up.
Yeah.
And this time,
which is good.
This time, the lawyers they hire are you ready?
Yeah.
Different people from the guy they're trying to sue.
Now that is what I call learning from a mistake you're strong-minded into.
Yes, that is.
Because they didn't make that mistake because they're stupid.
No.
They made that mistake because they were strong-armed into it by someone they trusted who they considered to be, like, a part of their family who said he would take care of them.
They were receiving bad advice.
Exactly. They were tricked.
They were tricked.
So this time they went, oh, no, not again.
Mm-mm.
We're going to have a lawyer who's different from the guy we're suing, and we're going to fuck this guy up.
So then, you know, forensic accountants and lawyers start digging around being like, mm-hmm. wait a second, we know how this goes.
Yeah.
A scam that's this well planned out, anything like this, there's going to be more victims.
Absolutely.
There will definitely – this is not something you just come up with overnight if you've never done anything
like this before. No, it's like you must have done this to many people.
So word gets out and more people start coming forward.
Yeah. One of them is a lieutenant – Lieutenant Tommy Moore.
In 2018.
Backing up, there was something called Snowmageddon.
Sure.
In South Carolina. And it was like it rarely snows there. It was like a big, crazy snowstorm that messed everything up and made all this chaos on the roads and
totally.
Stuff. Trooper Moore was pulled over to help a car that had crashed during Snowmageddon, and he was hit by another car that spun out of control, and he ended up fracturing his neck in several places, which is shitty. That sucks.
So who does he go to? Alec Murdaugh, right?
Alec Murdaugh. Helps him. He says, I'm going to help get you the money.
And he does.
Yeah. He gets them a check for $100,000 so he can pay towards the surgery.
And that's great. But Alec Murdaugh says, hey, Lieutenant Moore, bring me the check for $100,000.
And why don't you
endorse the check for $100,000
over to me?
And why don't you just chill out.
Just give it to me
and
I'll never call you back.
The money is frozen. He says this. He says the money is frozen until all of the litigation is done. So why don't you just leave and not worry about it and you'll eventually get your money. But of course, Moore never sees the money.
He never sees it. And no matter how many times he calls, they're like, no. They do that all the time. That's like their pattern. They go, no, this is too complicated for you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to wait. Meanwhile, they just have taken it.
Yeah. And that's why you've got to read everything you sign. So on September 3rd, not quite 2 months after the deaths of Paul and Maggie Murdaugh, Alec's partners at the law firm,
his family law firm, they confront him and they say, hey, you know, Trooper Moore has hit us up and said, where's my $100,000? Many people are asking, where is money that you took from them?
Unfortunately, the lawyers won't tell us what happened in the confrontation between Alec's partners and him.
Right.
But we do know that Alec was fired by his own family's law firm.
Because he embezzled millions of dollars from them.
Right. And you can't hide that.
You can't hide it forever.
At this point, you're like, okay, this guy's hit an all-time low, right?
Yeah.
He's lost his family. He's lost basically his career.
Yep.
Like,
he's lost his legacy. It can't get worse than this.
But
Oh, it can. So literally one day after he is fired from his firm.
On September 4th, he calls 911. Now, if you're watching The Murdaugh Murders on Discovery Plus, there are a lot of really good 911 calls. This one is maybe the best. It is insane.
It's so crazy.
Alec Murdaugh very calmly.
Like the calmest I've ever heard anyone.
Says he's been shot in the head.
He calls, he says, hey.
Hey, I've been shot in the head.
I'm on this road. I've been shot in the head.
And when they say, oh, who shot you in the head? He's like, you know, a guy.
I guess I just, but you know, I think I'm bleeding
from
the head.
I'm on this dirt road.
A dirt road I would never be on. And everyone's like, what the fuck is happening? There's all these questions like, who's trying to take this guy out? Is someone getting revenge for money he stole or for any of the various murders he's linked to or any of the crimes? And before the news cycle can really even go crazy on it, the Murdaugh family firm makes a public statement where Randy is like, listen, my brother is no longer involved, period.
Yeah, he's not in the firm. He's not with us. So basically just kind of covering their tracks before anything gets out. Like he knows that it's going to get out that he was shot, that all mm-hmm. this weird stuff happened. And he's like, we don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah. So Alex says, you know, after he's been shot, he says, I have a problem with drugs. I'm going to go to rehab. And within a week of going to rehab, he tells the cops, actually,
that he staged his suicide to look like a murder.
So when he got shot in the head and called the cops, he was trying to stage a suicide to look like a murder.
And why? The reason why is because insurance.
Yeah.
He had all of this insurance money mm-hmm. that would go to his other son, Buster.
Right. And he wouldn't be able – there's a chance in some insurances that mm-hmm. you cannot get – your insurance money can't get passed on to your kids if you kill yourself.
Correct. So he's trying to get somebody else to kill him
yeah.
and make it look like a murder. Now everything is starting to come together.
Right. So enter this guy named Cousin Eddie, a.k.a. Curtis Smith.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Alec and his accomplice, Curtis Smith, are arrested.
Yeah, they're both arrested. He's like, this is the guy I tried to get to kill me.
Now let's talk about this guy, Curtis Smith.
Yeah.
Curtis Smith is kind of like a distant satellite in the Murdaugh family.
Yeah, it's like they call him like Cousin Eddie, but is he a cousin or is he just—
Well,
like
Alec's lawyers say that Eddie is Alec's longtime drug dealer.
Okay, cool. So that adds a layer.
But Eddie is like, no, Alec and I are just buds.
Yeah,
we're just friends.
So no one's telling the same story.
Nobody knows.
But what's even weirder is that Eddie tells like a very different story too than Alec's story about like, I hired my friend to come kill me.
Yeah. First of all, let's go over Alec's story one more time.
Yeah.
Alec's story is like, I took this dirt road mm-hmm. that no one takes to the location mm-hmm. I said I was going to.
I called Curtis Smith.
And I told him to come shoot me, make it look like a murder.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie, Curtis Smith, says—
None of this is what happened.
No. He says he went to meet Alec on the road.
Because Alec called him and Alec was in distress and Cousin Eddie, as Curtis is called for some reason, was like, oh, no, I have to help him.
So he arrives and Alec was all heated up and had a gun.
Like he was waving around a gun and they like tussled over the gun. And the
which accidentally went off and grazed Alec's head. But Alec was fine enough to drive off.
To drive away.
None of this.
I don't really understand anything that went down, because maybe nobody does.
Yeah. So basically, Cousin Eddie is saying, oh, no, no, no. I was never going to shoot Alec. I was going to save Alec. He's my friend. What are you talking about?
He's like, he's my friend. I wanted to help the guy. The guy was in distress. I never, ever would have intended to shoot him.
Now, both versions of this are so odd and, like, definitely not normal ways to get shot in the head.
No.
But the government is like, assisted suicide makes a little bit more sense, especially timeline-wise. It makes sense.
And, you know, obviously, assisted suicide is it is a crime in most states.
Mm-hmm.
But if suicide or homicide,
mm-hmm.
if you are going to take out a hit on someone, there are some basic rules you should follow or not follow.
Sure.
So following Alec Murdaugh's attempt at this fake murder,
mm-hmm.
We are going to go into a segment called Top 5 Ways to Ruin a Hit.
So these are a bunch of different ways that you would absolutely ruin a hit
on yourself.
Yeah. So the first one is pick a really suspicious date.
Like, for example, the day after you're fired from your family's company.
Yeah. And like, just right around the time when you...
When your family members have been killed mysteriously.
Yeah. And you're getting in trouble for a bunch of old stuff. You know, just pick that.
Okay. Number two, take the most suspicious road you can possibly take.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. It was described as the road that no local would ever take to the location he said he was going to, a perfect place to do a hit.
To make it seem really suspicious.
Yeah. Here's another one. Be a moving target.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're driving or running around outside of a car waving a gun, perhaps,
If you're trying to get a hit out on yourself, being a moving target is a great way to ruin that hit.
Yeah, it's a really good way to have said hitman not hit you or only graze you. That works, too.
Yeah, another good way to ruin a hit is once the hit has been attempted, just call 911.
Yeah, that's a really confusing one. Alex says...
He gave up. He was like, nah.
He gave up. Alex says, you know, I got this guy to come kill me. Why'd you call 911, buddy? Why did it, when it started, you call 911 instead of just letting him try again?
Yeah.
If that's what you're trying to
do? Well, you know what, though? That leads us to number five in the top five ways to ruin a hit. Well, it's actually number one. It's the number one way to ruin a hit.
Don't tell the hitman it's a hit.
A non-consensual hitman is the best way for your hit to go badly. If your hitman hasn't consented to being a hitman and doesn't know they're a hitman, there's a, I would say, almost a 98% chance your hit will go badly.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty likely. You know, Cousin Eddie was like, no, oh my God, I would never kill you. You're my friend. I would say hiring or like having the person who's your friend try to kill you when they don't know they're supposed to.
Yep.
This is very confusing.
I would even hire an enemy. I mean, if that's your goal.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you would have to hire someone.
You'd have to
tell them they're gonna do it.
That's just a basic courtesy in any human interaction is just like being aware, informed consent about whether or not you're a hitman.
Maybe write up some paperwork.
Absolutely. Set some boundaries. Set a safe word.
So that was the top five ways to ruin a hit. Now, let's go to court, okay?
Right now?
Yeah, let's go to court.
Okay.
Right now.
All right, we're shutting this podcast down. We're going to go to court.
So Alex's first appearance in court happens pretty quickly after this in mid-September. He goes to the Hampton County Courthouse.
Which is crazy,
We've talked about the Hampton County Courthouse before, you know, because Alex's long line of DAs in this town.
Yeah. All his family members and relatives and ancestors have portraits of them in this courthouse that he is now, like, handcuffed in.
Yeah, perfect. And so he's there to face charges related to the insurance fraud and the assisted suicide attempt.
Also, now, weird thing.
Here's a weird thing.
Yeah. I don't even know what this would mean.
Okay. We saw the footage of him in the courthouse, and a lot of people pointed this out. It's not just us.
No.
We didn't see a gunshot wound.
We can't find the gunshot wound on his head.
Yeah, and this was pretty quickly after that happened. And there's no visible gunshot wound. And they keep referring to this gunshot wound.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was just, like, really strangely placed or something. And,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, gaslight someone about getting shot in the head, but this guy's a pretty bad guy.
It's just kind of odd. Like, we just don't see it, and it's odd.
Yeah.
So Alec is released on bail, and he goes to rehab in Florida because, sure.
So while he's in rehab in Florida, the police and the prosecutors are, like, you know, lining up all this other evidence against him about Gloria Satterfield's estate.
Yeah, and it's not just about the money.
Yeah,
now it's about her death,
too. Investigating her death,
Yeah, which, you know, should have been done a while ago, but here we go.
Yeah, so they pick him up from rehab.
That's right. When he leaves rehab in Florida, the police are there waiting to escort him back to South Carolina for his second hearing.
That's kind of a callback. This story starts with his son having to be escorted from a boat crash to an ambulance by police, and towards the end, he has to be escorted from rehab
This story loves a police escort.
They love a police escort. He's back in court. The Gloria Satterfield charges are added. And the Satterfield brothers, right, they have a new lawyer who's actually trying to help them this time instead of trying to scam them out of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Thank God. They deserve it.
They deserve some help. Yeah. So this guy helps them, and he just kills it. He's epic.
But this is what's crazy.
Yeah.
Then SLED, which is the state law enforcement division.
Yes.
testifies that they're investigating him for a lot more crimes mm-hmm. that they can't even talk about.
Yeah, they basically come up and they're like, hey, listen, this guy's done even more crimes, we think.
Yeah, we're still investigating it.
We can't say a lot, but oh boy, is kind of like their vibe.
Which is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he gets no bond.
Which is shocking.
Okay, this
Here's
is crazy.
Why it's shocking.
Yeah. Usually in stories like this,
yeah.
if somebody is wealthy or powerful—
or rich or the law—
they don't spend time in jail before trial. It
yeah.
doesn't usually happen.
No.
They get out on bail.
Yeah.
But by his next hearing in December, he's racked up 27 more charges
yeah.
for financial crimes.
So the first time he gets no bond, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when he goes back, he does get a bond set.
Yeah, this time he gets a bond set. Don't worry about it.
So to bail him out, what would it cost? What's his bond?
$7 million.
That's a lot.
Okay, so supposedly that's the amount of money
yeah.
that he's alleged to have stolen from his various victims.
So is that $7 million bond for decoration? Or do they expect anyone to pay that, or is that just like a statement?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of feels like a statement.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a baller statement if it is a statement.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's pretty wild.
He has a $7 million bond set. I guess he's a flight risk. It's crazy.
And here's the craziest thing
yeah.
is the answers for all of this are not public yet.
No.
Because
it's still going on. It's still being investigated.
This is very recent. The murders
yeah.
of Paul Murdaugh and
mm-hmm.
his mother Maggie still haven't been solved.
Mm-hmm.
The death of Gloria Satterfield is still being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
The death of Stephen Smith is still being investigated.
Yep.
Mallory Beach's parents are still suing Alec Murdaugh. And Alec Murdaugh is in jail.
Yeah.
And he's charged with, are you ready?
Yep.
75 felony counts.
Shit.
That adds up to
731 years in prison. That is a crazy amount of time in prison.
No one lives that long.
No, but I mean, I don't think anybody
don't
lives
think
that
so.
Long. I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
No one I've met.
No.
That's crazy. So he is, it's all still going on. And,
yeah.
and that's kind of the craziest part of this.
And it's not until this boat accident that we've even found out about so many things that had been covered up from
exactly.
before.
Exactly. No, the boat accident unleashed everything else that had been covered up or forgotten about or...
And a lot of people suspect that we haven't heard the last of the Murdaugh family and there might be more things that still come out.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they as a dynasty have been in charge of this one town for 100 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a shocking amount of stuff that has been covered up that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah. So this was the story of the Murdaughs.
Yeah, this is the current end to our story on the Murdaughs.
Yeah,
we'll let you know if anything else comes out that we have to add to.
Yeah, if something is updated, man.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine. So basically, this was the downfall of the Murdaugh dynasty.
Yeah.
So we'll be waiting.
Yeah.
We'll be glued to this case.
Absolutely.
Still listening to hear what the updates are.
Yeah, and for now, this is our last episode on the Murdaugh family. But that's truly just for now.
I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And thank you for listening to Dark Dynasties. We'll see you next time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsaitis. Kayla Itzinez.
I'm Kayla Itzinez, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.